deep cuts to welfare budgets across Bolton may now not take place to try and blunt the impact of losing £5.5 million yearly for vulnerable people. This comes after Bolton Council held public talks ahead of making cuts of nearly £10 million. But this week, town hall bosses heard that with the government set to remove £5.5 million a year for Bolton's Household Support Fund, the council may try to blunt the impact by not cutting welfare. Council leader Nick Peel said, "I am minded to recommend to full council in February that the proposed cuts to local welfare provision not take place." He added, "As members will know, we left a contingency in the budget of £600,000 for this eventuality. That will be my proposal, and more details will be available at a future cabinet meeting." Councillor Peel had been taking questions at a full meeting of Bolton Council. The authority's public consultation on where £9.1 million cuts will be made concluded earlier in January, with details on where the axe will fall to be made public soon after. A previous report put before the council detailed plans for slashing budgets, which include dimming streetlights and only collecting paper and cardboard waste every 4 weeks. But news came last autumn that the government's Household Support Fund, which supplies £5.5 million a year to Bolton to support poorer families, is likely to end from April. Since then, Councillor Peel said the government has not been clear about how impact of these cuts will be mitigated, and so will call on the council to avoid its own welfare cuts instead. He said, "To be honest, statements from the Treasury are deliberately vague on it." And he added, "To withdraw the funding in one fell swoop is not only inefficient, it's uneconomical." Councillor Peel had been taking questions from Councillor Sean Fielding of Bregmit on the future of the Household Support Fund. Councillor Fielding said this was all the more significant given the ongoing cost of living crisis. He said, "You like to think that against that backdrop, at the very least, the government would provide certainty on Household Support Fund, a fund designed to help those most in need. But the Department for Work and Pensions has said previously that officials are reviewing responses to the cost of living crisis." A spokesman said, "We have invested over £2 billion into the fund over the last 2 years, with almost £800 million already paid to families with children to help with the cost of living.